Yep, just one word.
One word.
One word.
That was two words.
True.
I hope you're not recording by saying that.
On your authority, say one.
Why is it not part of the choir team in church?
I don't know. Because it just sounds, it's not allowed. Because
I'm so good at sound. I'm more better at sound than I'm going to sing it. Yes. Wow. So, exactly.
We have to work on our strengths.
See, quantifiably, nobody's as good at sound as I am. And we'll be better at singing
just
than
like
I
me.
Am.
People are better than me at singing too, but no one's as good as on piano, so I stick to it.
Exactly.
Until someone better than me comes around.
Hey, what's better?
By the grace of God.
Someone better than me comes around, I'm leaving.
I'm gone, bro.
I'm
a regular member. I'm going to a different church recording? Every Sunday.
You know, it's, I don't know. Animals naturally naked? So like,
animals.
Animals are naturally naked. So that's what
I mean. Yeah.
I mean, if you shave them, then that's extra.
Abdul, no, bro. We're the only animals.
You guys don't know shaved cats.
You're the what?
Oh, nude cat.
New cat? What are they called?
New cat.
No, those cats that have no hair whatsoever.
Like bald.
Ask Kira.
Yeah.
I was going to go there, but I didn't want to go there.
Let me check my phone. Nah. I think they're like...
Those cats that have like no skin, like they look like...
Yeah.
They look like fresh like manscaped testicles.
Is it like...
Manscaped?
With like four-legged animal. Like.
Yeah, a cat has no hair. It just looks like testicles. Hands down. Answer.
Oh, those are like the... Yeah. What do you call those cats?
Basically like Sphinx.
It's Sphinx,
yeah. Oh, it's a Sphinx. Called a Sphinx, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, those things look horrible.
Yeah, hairless cats.
Hairless cats. They look like, you know, like you buy like a chicken,
like a full chicken, full
like
chicken.
A full chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Boil it alive
right before you cook it. Exactly, like before like marinating and cooking. That's exactly what it looks like.
So every day you walk in your house, you just look like a fresh chicken. That could be your next meal.
Oh my god.
Yo, I gotta open the freezer sometimes, bro. It's in there. It's in there. I know you got two deep freezers right there. I got double.
There's a chicken in there, I guess, but I'm just saying, like, every day walking around here, so if you have a cat like that, every day in the house, that cat is walking around on thin ice.
Imagine you're vegan.
It could be tomorrow's meal.
Oh. Imagine if you're vegan.
No offense
would
to you.
Would you eat it though?
Keep it to yourself.
No,
considering the situation.
What do you want to say about being vegan?
No, nothing. I got nothing. Like, yo, I respect it because I love meat so much. Yeah.
But yeah, they help the fact that they keep like, you know, it gives more meat for me.
Yeah, I mean, more meat for us.
No, because the ingenuity of being vegan is that okay, you have to make everything from plants and everything. And most of the time you have to cook it yourself.
Wait, does everything like have to be like plant-based?
Yes.
Yeah, that is
what veganism is.
That is the premise of
they don't do milk, dairy, like none of that.
Yeah, that is the premise of being vegan.
Some vegetarian can go like fish, right? Or am I wrong?
No.
Vegetarians can go milk. Vegetarians can go milk.
That's meat.
That's
they can have milk, yeah.
They can have milk and dairy, like cheese and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's tofu too.
I think
that's different.
Honestly, I've never had tofu before. I don't understand what it is.
Pretty gross.
Oh, it looks like
pretty gross.
It looks like white amala. That's what I can tell you.
Wow.
Oh, that's a bad description, bro.
And smells like amala. Trust me.
No, amala is better.
You can't tell me
amala is better.
Amala. You can't defend the smell of
amala. Amala smells better than tofu.
You cannot defend the smell of amala to me, bro. You can't defend the smell of amala to me.
Amala smells better than tofu. If both of them goes bad, which one will smell worse?
Bad, bro. We're talking about just being
eaten. No. I'm saying, bro, like, if it's freshly made,
yeah, it's not about tofu.
Tofu still smells.
Tofu is meant to be a replacement for like dairy and stuff.
Chicken.
It's an amala, like,
yeah, two times. It's meant to be a chicken replacement.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah. Well,
if you fry it, it tastes really
isn't
good.
It tasteless?
Oh, it tastes like shit. Yeah,
yeah, but no, if you fry it, it has a different taste to it.
Tofu amala, which one?
Tofu.
Okay,
you fry amala,
bro. Fry amala,
bro. What about halal? No.
What do you mean halal?
Halal food, like halal meats, some halal things don't taste great. There was once I don't remember what I got. I think it was around, you know, around school, like behind our school, we used to go to get those $1, what's it called? Do you remember what it was called? No.
Is it the place the
was it the Indian place? I think
it was an Indian place by Glenham for a long time.
Yeah, they used to sell like.
But longest time they had an Indian place.
Yeah, they used to sell. I forget what they used to sell.
Is it kebab?
No,
not a kebab.
It was $1.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but like once I think I mistakenly go halal, like maybe I didn't hear what the guy was saying, and I was like, yeah, food. food. When I go back, I was eating this thing. It's one of those things that around it, it's like flour around it, and then inside it is like meat. It's supposed to be like meat and other stuff inside.
Oh,
it. I forget what it's
called. In shawarma?
No.
Shawarma.
Not shawarma, but one dollar.
Is
shawarma.
It like shaped like bone?
It's a bit like it's almost like this.
Yeah, that's like almost samosa, bonds, but then they replace it.
Samosa, exact. Thank you.
That's not Egyptian though.
What?
It's Indian.
I said it was Indian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an Indian
okay.
place.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It was an Indian place. And
samosas are great.
I was not impressed by what I got. I was like, oh my lord, this is not it.
Hey, but the ones here are really good. The one that is at Bharat, especially.
I have not bought from there, so I wouldn't know. But being honest, to tell you, Adam, the main reason we're here is to talk about your.
First of all, I'd like to mention that every time something's hosted by either Besson or Miracle, it always starts like an hour later.
You're welcome. Oh. Thank you very much.
We are really good at time.
Thank you for the compliments.
I set the time for 8 p.m. Like, I was even late to make the graphics. And I went, oh,
thank you. Hey, Besson texted me. Besson texted me. I was like, I'm 10 minutes away. Start by 8 p.m.
I was much more.
I was like, you let me out here by myself with these two guys. I don't even know what they're doing.
I said, let me help.
Bro, I came in. You're playing FIFA.
That's
like, no, but like I was willing. I was willing to help. I'll put out the controller. I'll willing. Pause the game and like.
You're the opposite. You're the opposite of help today. I mean, yeah, I do understand. You did help when you knew what you were doing, but until then,
I asked him to tell me what to do. So, mine was just doing it by himself. Yeah, like,
okay, was leave
him bro, alone. Mine was busy. He looked at the time. It was like 8:45. I was like, to fix it. It's not time to start tutoring, bro. I
got went overtime.
He was completely flabbergasted, you know. So
yeah, you'll give him his credit.
All right, Adam, thank you very much for talking about that. Now,
introduction.
Yes,
yeah.
Now to you. Oh, yeah, we've not even intro the guys, right?
I
mean, they are familiar faces.
We have not even talked about the fact that
I've been here once.
Mr. Paulinho is not here today.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul is not here today. He can't hear us. What's up, Paul? He's on the live. He's with us right now, but he cannot be. Yeah, in person.
Yes.
He's probably going to join us on the live.
We hope all is well. We heard that he fell and landed inside someone else.
He's drowning in some pussy, yeah.
We heard that he fell and landed inside her. So
we hope he survived. Right,
we hope he come back safe.
It's not him that fell. A girl fell and landed pregnant for him.
Oh, something like that. But we hope that he comes back, recovers fully healthy by the next time we're meeting.
By like 9 months.
Yeah.
We wish you a respectful recovery.
Gonna go get some milk.
No.
Paul's not gonna be a runaway dad, right, Paul? Right?
You're not gonna be a runaway dad, right?
Paul, stay and take responsibility.
Yeah, that's called a good man.
that's different from a modern man.
Yeah, modern man running.
Two different things.
No, would you stay?
No, modern man, I usually.
Would you stay if you got a girl running?
Me?
I'm
not even gonna have that conversation.
Will you think about running?
Haven't we spoken about this last episode?
Will you think about running?
Best thing. I'm a hit. That's it. I'm just a hit. You know, music from the 90s.
Don't run.
Hits from the 90s. Just hits.
Don't run. You won't see me.
Don't run.
I was never
doing. No teleport.
I was never doing. Because you will not find evidence.
Yeah.
You will not even be able to trace it.
They won't find you. You run away.
You will not find. They will not be able to trace you.
Your goal is run away.
No, it's not my goal to run away. I'm just saying that you will not see me.
You'll not see you like as in
I was a hit.
You won't stay.
I'm not saying I won't stay. I'm not saying I will stay. Can't keep asking me. Adam, what about you?
If you hit, will you run?
I would just kill the baby, to be honest.
Bro, this is life. This is life, bro. What the fuck? What if someone around you kills a baby in the future? They start looking at you.
Adam,
Oh my god, this guy.
Easy solution.
I mean, to be fair.
At this age,
it does work.
So it does. It's pretty effective.
Free country.
Research has gone into
it. He can do Drake stuff, but just put hot sauce in there.
Hot sauce in who? The girl?
Hot sauce in
God. The baby. Or the fetus or what?
What are you trying to kill at this point?
Hot sauce in the fetus.
It's a bit too late.
Man, it's not late.
Bro, Abdul, we're talking about if the girl's already pregnant.
Oh, okay. Turn her into suya or something.
Oh, actually, make it.
Oh, Abdul is saying kill the girl, not even kill the baby.
This person, there can be double murder, bro, because then it can.
Double homicide.
Bro.
Yeah, double homicide. They can say, like, okay, the baby is. The fetus can be a baby. Therefore, you murder two people.
Ah, You're not going to recover from that one. When you come out there, your grandchildren.
Just change your identity. Go get plastic surgery.
What do you mean, grandchildren? Don't ever look inside you. You can't have kids no more.
Best says who?
Unless
do you know how many people in jail have children?
No, they have children from jail.
I say you don't know how many people in jail have children.
No, they had most of them had children before jail.
No, like no, you don't have people that are in jail that have children.
Bro, they be
fucking themselves.
They've been working over time. Never know. Like,
things happen,
bro.
The guards.
No, things happen. But there are also female things like guards. There are also things like conjugal visit, right?
All you have to do is
yes, no. What's conjugal visit?
Conjugal visit is an open space, nigga.
We are dreaming.
Well, that's fine. They need 2 seconds.
You don't need that much time. Once he's gotten, at that point,
you're gonna be like, I've erected this book.
Once he's gotten active,
like
exactly.
Two bumps.
Or you can
pocket the comb.
Before the meeting, he gets active and ready. And when she comes, he just gives it.
What do you mean? You don't need to give. Just to give her a cap. Come inside. That's what you need to do.
But you can also, like, you know, smuggle phones in there. Get on Tinder, match. Your first date is in jail. Second date, bro. Girls like guys like that, right? Unfortunately.
Who the fuck?
Some girls do, unfortunately.
Calmly, you go and visit a Tinder date and that is calmly, maybe in jail for 15 years.
Don't play. Bro, don't
that
play.
Jail's gotta be a chill.
Don't play. Go on Reddit and search up r/sickness or something like that. I'm just playing. I don't know what it is, but if you search up some r/someone is sick, people are sick enough to do that, bro. Right. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's quite possible.
What I don't really understand, like, how people, like, when they sneak stuff into jail, people put a large amount of unnecessary stuff up there.
Unnecessary. It's not unnecessary.
Well,
it's got to be necessary.
I won't say unnecessary, but, like, it's, like, way too big to
things
even
that should
go
be
up
in
there.
Okay,
well,
fair
they
enough.
Yeah, check their asses.
Nowadays, they check, though, because... I mean,
wait, for real?
I mean, yeah. That's
they just say, bend over and
that's
like,
a cuff thing.
Yes, they'll bend over and rectum inspection.
It's getting worse. You're losing our female viewers.
You won't listen off me.
He says, take a deep breath.
You take a deep breath. Mr. Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Someone yanked someone's ass?
You know, Mr. Bones.
Oh, someone's head
is
right into
an elephant's ass.
Elephant's ass, bro.
And they look like a... No, it's not even a golf ball. It was like dodgeball size.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because you can fit anything inside there. I mean, like, it's an elephant's ass.
If girls' ass can almost fit a fridge. Like, I swear, fit against some girls' ass. I'm just saying.
Rick, stop. Just stop talking.
That means that a human being can fit inside an elephant. No, I'm just making comparisons.
Well, the head, yes.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a
no, I think a whole human body is possible.
A whole human being.
It's
going to
be a very
in
big
an
elephant.
Elephant.
It's going to be like a massive, like a daddy elephant. Some shit like that. Or granddad.
You guys are so down bad.
Once I know for sure that elephant is not as tight, I know for sure.
Exactly.
Do you see the size of baby elephant?
Yeah, that shit is like
I don't think the baby elephant fits in their ass. I don't know why.
No. I'm sort of like comparing it to like a full grown adult.
Oh, okay. A full grown adult is a little bigger than an elephant, a baby elephant.
Yeah, but like you are saying, like a human fit inside.
Yeah, an elephant's ass is possible. I mean, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a bit too much. Maybe just the head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like going shoulder wise and everything. Yo, that elephant battle give you one massive kick.
The elephant will be crying.
No, because you're behind. Like, the elephant doesn't know who's in his ass.
The elephant will be crying,
bro. Especially when it comes unexpected. Oh,
what the fuck are we fucking an elephant? Of course.
I mean, even if you gave him heads up, he would not know. I don't know how he's going to know. How you going to say that?
What the fuck you say heads up, nigga?
You're like, heads up.
You're like, it's coming. Late. 3, 2, 1.
Take a deep breath. It's about to go downhill.
Oh, yes. Back to what I was going to talk about.
What?
Adam, tell us about your podcast.
No. This,
I knew it. I knew you guys were saving it. This is why you guys didn't talk about it for two weeks.
What was the question?
Huh?
What was the question?
I want to hear about his podcast. And what went
His podcast.
Yes.
We're going to plug Adam's podcast too.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, this week.
The one that's dead since 2019.
Yo, bro, really back.
Chile with Chahid. He went scientific.
scientific
questions. Remember? That's what you said in the beginning. I haven't finished listening to it, but the first like 10 minutes, you said like, let's go scientific. And then you're like, where do we go when we die? I'm like, what? How is that fucking scientific in the first place?
It was funny because we were like all different races, so each person had their own explanation. Yeah. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Oh.
Really?
I don't even remember. It's been
what went into it? Like, what were the people that were in it?
Who were in it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know either any of them.
Was it four of you?
They're from high school. It's three people from high school. Actually, two.
Oh.
We were just in a pool.
Like a public pool.
You made it in the pool. So like the podcast.
Best you can say it was so good, chill. You need to chill.
It was so
good. Wait, Adam, did you have this podcast in a public pool or private?
More like private. It's like public, private.
Mm.
Residential pool.
The people.
Okay.
People didn't come in and drop.
So only. No, like it was kind of dead around the area.
So it was easy. We just plugged the mic into my phone, the $13 mic that I bought from AliExpress.
Hey, AliExpress, go for
we
the
just
win.
Stayed on the side. We talked for, I don't know, was it an hour? Best in those, probably an hour.
It's an hour.
We talked for a whole hour.
It was good.
Wait, so it's only like one episode?
It was good until the time where that there was a guy that was basically mowing the lawn.
Is that what
yeah, that was like about 30 minutes.
I remember.
You gotta stay long enough to actually listen to that. There was a guy literally mowing the lawn halfway through the episode. He's just like,
for how long?
And he can't even pause it. And he just keeps going. Like, did he edit it at all?
Adam was.
No, I just start and stop.
Adam was fucking vibing, bro.
I straight like posted it straight up.
I didn't put any effort in. I just plugged in my mic, started, finished.
So what was your rationale behind it? Why did you decide to start?
Like, 2019 was my peak year, unfortunately.
I guess unfortunately. Fortunately, bro. Fortunately.
I was trying to get myself out there.
Oh, was that why you started it?
Yeah, I probably just wanted attention, not gonna lie.
Hmm.
I mean,
I mean, everyone wants attention. I mean, why do you think we're here?
You're fucking right.
Like, literally, it's 100% of the reason why we're here.
Oh, yeah, it is 100%.
We want to call attention, first of all, to the things we want to talk about that people don't always want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a choice but to hear it now.
Yeah.
Because we put it in the form of a podcast.
That's true.
Listen, right now, we're just telling our stories.
Yep. Well, most likely,
most of the time is our stories.
Wait,
so
you only has one episode.
Yeah,
you only has one episode. So I'm going to send you a link now. So we've been, our first segment is done. We're going to take a break now on both live and in person or in your ears. If you listen to this like 10 years from now, we took a break. I don't care. That's your business. We'll be back in 20 minutes or 10.
Probably less.
Or 5.
We'll see.
Or
like
one.
What, even one, yeah.
Or we'll bring your house.
Or we're not just, even going to start.
Just okay, welcome back. We just ate some KFC fried chicken.
I know you'll be
way too fucking salty for my liking, but you know,
bro, that shit was so
it's about hunger.
Ridiculous.
Abdul, shut the fuck up, please.
It's a bit salty, actually.
It's so salty.
I don't know why. This particular batch, they're not always
gonna
salty.
Let me talk.
They're kind of salty. Let me talk. Shut up.
Yeah. Let me talk.
Let me talk.
Let me talk. I can play a meme about
that's a Kevin De Bruyne meme. You know that, right?
Bro, let me talk.
Let me talk.
Go complete to the referee.
I know he was.
Fernandinho was like, no, don't.
Yeah, was like, just stop.
Nah.
Yeah, we need someone to stop Bruno Fernandes like that too, because this thing,
he
bro,
talks too much.
Just collecting a yellow card every game for talking. He just runs his mouth. I mean, he was right. He was the one of the card where it was the game against Brighton where we got a red card, and so he went to complain because the ref first initially gave a yellow, and then Vieira had him to go review it, and then he was like, "Nah, that's a red for sure." So before he got his red, Bruno got the yellow,
I have a simple question for you guys, right? Very, very simple. The question is, if you buy something in someone's store, right, at a cheaper price, are you encouraging the problem?
Yes.
Like, sure.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
If you buy something in someone's store...
Well, if you don't buy it, someone else is going to buy it
regardless.
Are you
encouraging the problem?
You think you're encouraging the problem? Well, I can think about it from the from my own perspective, because all I think, in the eyes of God and the eyes of man, I did business. Right. Because physically, let's say this is my piano. This is my piano. I got it from Goodwill for like $30.
We don't have Goodwill in Canada.
Now, let's say, no, that's not the issue. I'm just saying, I got this from Goodwill. Let's say I got it from a person. Do I need to care where the person got it from? No. The person was willing to sell it for me for the price I wanted it for. I get it because, first of all, it's legal. Mm-hmm. For me to buy something from someone. It's just like when we're in high school and people would like, I forget, basically, were you at that time when somebody tried to sell headphones to us when we went downtown? I don't know if you remember, By the time we went downtown, someone tried to sell headphones to us because the person wanted to buy maybe weed or something or some kind of drug. But the person like, tried to sell headphones to us for a cheaper price. He was like, do you want it for 10? I'm like, bro.
I remember.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I don't for got real? 10. He was like, yeah, okay, do you got 5? I was like, bro, I don't got 5. He was like, do you got coins? I'm like,
yeah. He was.
I'm like, bro,
the price
no.
was dropping by how much do you want it?
What kind of headphones are we talking about?
Like Apple headphones. No, I thought it was Apple headphones.
It was Sony. It was Sony from Shoppers Drug. Because I saw the Shoppers Drug my tag on
it. The tag on it.
That was why they want to buy it. I'm going to walk around Shoppers Drug.
You know how best in that thing is not like, it's more than 50.
No, that is
a superstore, yes.
Right now it's 20 something.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's cheaper now.
It's dropped over the price.
They're dirt cheap.
The price has dropped over the year, which is a good thing.
But yeah, so if you're coming from that perspective where I'm buying it from the person, we're doing an actual business deal. I'm paying for it. So why is it my fault? What the history is. So what do you guys have to say? You guys said yes. You said yes.
I said yes. I'm not the one.
Hey, why did you say yes? Yourself.
Yeah, because it's not me who stole the product.
No, that's not what you said, Abdul.
Yes. No. Listen, look, you said if the person stole
Abdul, it. He said, are you encouraging it? You said yes.
I'm not encouraging it.
So you're saying no. Huh, Abdul, the way you changed your mind. So interesting. Okay, you go. Your turn.
Me?
Yeah, why did you say yes?
Defend yourself.
I said yeah, because if no one wanted to buy it, then he wouldn't steal it, right?
That's fucking good. There's no demand.
Yeah, it's like it's economics. Yeah, it's Asper. It's all Asper.
Economics is not Asper, bro.
This guy is a show.
It is.
Economics is art. Physics.
Economics.
Did you just say physics?
Economics is...
Economics is not Asper.
Well, I'm taking it for Asper, so...
Are you majoring in economics?
Yeah. No, I'm majoring in finance.
But you're taking econ classes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, what do you mean unfortunately? Fuck you, I'm an econ major. What do you mean unfortunately?
It's not easy.
Economic, no classes is in uni.
Yeah.
But, honestly, no classes
is
in uni.
The easiest class is like...
The easiest class is probably harder for somebody.
It's art. You just draw.
There's no class like that. Like the drawing is probably getting hard because now that's a bit subjective. What if the guy doesn't like your form of art?
That's true.
That'd be offensive.
I'd
be offended.
Best thing, I had a friend, yeah, that's in doing art.
So like a drawing class?
Yeah, but when I took it in high school, it doesn't matter what I draw. They would just say, oh, it looks good, it looks bad. They won't really care about like the quality or whatever. Oh,
that's high school.
No, yeah, but my friend, when she was doing her own and everything, bro, you have to add abstract, perspective, all this. I was just like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, all I just do is just draw the stuff.
And you have the same marks we have. It's not about art, is that, eh? It's very, very... You can't just physically say that, okay, you do an assignment, right? And then you're doing an art assignment and then you stop halfway because of time. You can hand it in us and...
Yes,
say
I was going to say
that is a moral depiction of how I feel as a half Canadian and half Nigerian. I can use English, bro.
I feel like art is one of the few classes that, or like drawing, I didn't say arts as a whole, but that drawing is maybe one of the few classes that you can actually, you can do a lit assignment the minute they ask you for it. Mm. I can just draw a circle and say circle of life or some shit like that, bro. Like,
as long as he has a deep meaning to it.
It depicts life and death as we ascend
eternity.
I said that, but you can actually do that.
Just an ordinary circle.
But the way we kind of drifted from his question, where he asked about, best to you, what do you think about it?
About stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you steal something, you definitely know how you're going to sell it.
No, not necessarily.
No, bro,
I was in high school, I was broke. I stole because I was broke.
No. You know how that's gonna be used. Yes. That makes sense. You know exactly how
you
that
can use. You can use it to make more money for yourself.
No, you know whether you're gonna sell it or you're gonna eat that thing, whether it's food or something. You know how it's gonna be used. You can't just go to the store. Like if you're stealing a car, it's for you to drive. You can't just steal a car and then go sell it on the market. So like if you steal a car, go sell it on the market. That is the most stupid thing I've seen.
You're going to sell it to the cops.
Obviously.
You steal a car so you can run.
Well, what if you have a car and you just stole another car? You're just going to sell the car you stole, right? Because why would you be driving two cars?
Yeah, that would be very close to being caught.
Selling the car you stole is a risk. Put it online to sell it. That's like putting the evidence online.
Wait, what
the cops don't even need to.
Yeah.
Business is business.
Orc as an IMI number. They will find you.
They will find you.
Oh, okay. That was awesome.
But Selen is also the best because they track it back to you. The car you
stole. Just run.
But honestly, I think it's not a corrigent problem. Like, buying is not a corrigent problem. Because most of those things are not meant to be worth that price anyway.
Yeah, but what if the person doesn't know? Doesn't know, like,
it was doesn't stolen. Know that it was stolen? Yeah.
Exactly.
The person buying it?
You can kind of know when something was stolen. You can feel it. Abdul, you can.
You will know if something was stolen. If the person is rushing you to buy it, if you're buying it from a very weird place,
I mean, you will know, especially you. You have talent.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying that you will know if something
was stolen. Miracle, stop being accusatory.
Stop being accusatory. He's like, I'm not accusing, I'm just saying.
You too, you will know too.
Of course, I will know. Yeah. I'm not too.
When you're buying something from somebody, you know exactly, like, the person wants you to buy it immediately. I can't remember what I was buying, but this guy was like, oh yeah, like, I think it was a PS4. It was like, wait, there's like three people trying to buy it already. Like, you want it for like the exact price? I'm like, bro, I'll give you 250 for it. I was like, no, 300. I'm like, 250. It's like, one person already bought it already. I'm like, okay, he now blocks me. I'm like, okay. Because I'm not budging. I want 250. It's 250. You put it 300, I want 250. That's your problem. I want that exact amount. I'm not going higher. I'm not going lower. Maybe I'm like, maybe go to 60.
You're not going lower?
Yes, I'm not going lower.
You're not going lower than 250.
So if you're like 250, he's like, no, 220. You're going to be like, no.
There's no way. No one would ever.
What if he saw you and thought you were cute?
Huh? See, I entered this conversation, like those like buying conversations, with straight up, like, okay, we set up like an offer to reduce the price. And I never start with the member. I never always offer the lower price, bro. Always.
I don't always.
Because most times, people say the same thing.
Depends on things, though.
There was one time I saw this. Okay, guys, you guys know I'm a fanatic for microphones. I saw this beautiful microphone. It's called the AT2020. For $100 with a stand and a mixer. Everything for $100. Mm. And all those three things combined cost about maybe $400. And I saw it on Facebook Market. Next minute, I didn't see it again. That shit was gone in a flash. Because anybody as soon as they already knew exactly the value of that, anybody that said that, I was like, oh, fuck. AT2020. AT2020 is $250. Retail price on AT2020 is $50. Anyway.
That's how much the person wanted to sell it.
No, the person was selling for $100.
But what about, yeah, like, if it's brand new, how much is it?
If it's brand new, it's $250. Yeah, retail price is $250.
Oh.
So, rarely does it ever go quiet and no one has nothing to say.
Does it?
Rarely. Rarely does it go quiet.
Usually by this time, I'll be fighting Paul, probably.
it's not about fighting Paul. It's just like, this was not planned at all. So everything is happening here is basically impromptu.
Is it?
It is impromptu.
It's planned by someone else. Just
planned by
just,
who, just the not us. Who the fuck is...
It's up there. I mean, that's the fuck who the president is.
Huh? That's where I go.
That's who planned it. I mean, to God, everything is just language. I don't think he's going to think of it as swear. Maybe. You never know.
Adam, I have a very, very short question. It's not too difficult.
Me, I was going to ask it's Adam a question. There's a question I actually had.
Yeah, it's Q&A.
Adam, my own question was, why did your podcast stop?
Oh, yeah. Because you were like, when we finished.
Like, we spoke about why you stopped.
I remember I started during summer, which meant I was free all the time. And as soon as I think I started when school was about to start.
Yeah, I want to know what went into it. Like, did you guys have like a plan and stuff? Because I'm excited to talk about things.
No,
like
it was just I planned the whole thing. It was literally called, they had my family name, right? So it was just me.
It was too much.
Now I remember, I think I'm not sure because it's been a while, but I think school started and I was like, you know, I'm not dealing with this. And we filmed an episode and I think we argued for a whole hour about Androids and iPhones. And I was like, I'm not posting this shit. I'm not posting that. There is no way.
Bro, we don't, yeah, do we not do worse longer than that sometimes?
No, like a whole hour.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe not a whole hour?
Bro.
Yeah.
Best thing probably is stop it at like 20 minutes and stop recording. And be like, nah, I can't do this shit with you guys.
Like, I don't do hours, bro. Like, it's just too long. Because you didn't edit your shit, right? Because mine... No. I can't, 1 hour editing. I have to sit down with this one for 1 hour. Do I do this right now? Right? If it's 20 minutes, a half episode, I can sit down for 20 minutes and 20, 30 minutes to listen to it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an hour, I have to at least 1 hour 20 or 1 hour 30. Because I have to pause and cut out some parts. And I have to like keep playing again and then keep going. I just kind of like sit down and be listening to it. I have to do something else. And most times I'm playing game or something. I'm playing a game, like I'm paused and then keep going. That's the only way I edit.
Well, first of all, I was lazy. Second of all, I hate hearing my voice.
So just posted it straight.
Yeah, well, like I tried to listen to the episode we made a while back and I didn't finish it, obviously, because I kept hearing my voice and I was drunk and I sounded like a little girl. And so last time I was drunk. This time I'm running on, I haven't slept in like 40 hours almost.
Bro, what were we doing that night?
I was with my friend and we hung out and then I was like,
wasn't it the one I was running today?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we were hanging out and then I just saw light outside. I was like, hold the fuck up. 7 a.m.
What kind of hang?
Like, online or what?
How was that one running what? Today? How was he running today? How were both of you running today?
I can't.
It's normal.
I felt good. I was like, I know I haven't slept, but I felt
great.
Wait,
what's the longest you've gone for like without sleep?
It's probably this.
I think
I've done 27 hours was probably the second I've done, and it's because I was traveling. No. And I can't sleep in planes. I don't know how people do it.
Oh, in planes?
I can't sleep in a plane.
I knock out.
If anything is moving, I sleep well.
It's not one that's it. You know that sound is a plane makes? That would make me sleep. That's honestly why I get on my bed. That's why I play that to sleep.
Cars, anything, plane? Anything that is moving forward,
all of them.
Moving me.
Oh. Rain.
I just play rain.
Fireplace.
No, I have this
ASMR.
App.
ASMR.
I let you play rain, like white noise, plane sounds.
White noise.
Yes, white noise.
All of them at the same time while you're trying to sleep.
I don't know what white noise is, if I'm being honest.
White noise is just...
There's white noise, there's brown noise.
That's white noise.
There's brown
people
noise.
People sleep to that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Quite a lot of people.
No, I don't sleep to white noise. I actually study to white noise.
Hey.
I study to white noise and people talking. So just like a sound of people talking.
People talk.
I started to nothing.
On like very, very low tunes. So in the background, people actually talking. Like on my headphones.
Okay. I thought you was like people talking and then you were studying. I'm like, how is that?
No. I realized that people talking helps me study. Helps me focus more.
No.
It's not discernible. You can't hear what they're saying.
Maybe if people were not talking, you focus more too. You never know. Have you tried it?
I've tried it. Anymore.
That's tough.
That's why I press people talking.
That's got to be tough.
You should put the podcast in the background to get the views.
No.
I do that sometimes.
No.
I don't play it.
I can't listen to myself.
I don't listen to it. I just basically press it, play, and just like drop the volume to zero.
Oh.
On like a device I don't really use, like on my tablets. I just press play and reduce the volume to the lowest. And then just plays the whole thing.
Once in a while, I try to listen to it go back and listen to an episode more than once, and it just does not work for me. Like I think one dose a week is enough for me.
One dose of
Rants and Pecans in a week. It's kind of like an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I mean, we have only one episode a week though.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I mean, except like special episodes, like bonus episodes with Paul's birthday.
Paul's birthday. I remember that one.
Things happen.
Have you listened to that one?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was interesting.
I saw the notification.
Yeah, it was an episode that
I'm so behind on Rants and Pecans right now.
Yo, don't go there. Everyone's behind, bro.
Everyone's behind.
I know, but no, I just want to be at a certain...
It's podcast, high episode. You go at your own pace.
At least more than 10 episodes.
You go at your own pace. Some people are still at one. Don't fear. It's true.
Some people haven't started yet.
It's true. Some people haven't even started. Like at least 8 billion people have not started yet.
Yeah, 8 billion. You're
very right. I know. 8 billion
I like that.
Well, give them some time.
8 billion have not started yet. So when they join the wave, very soon.
Give them some time.
Very, very soon.
8 billion modeling listeners.
More.
It's not impossible.
Wow. You know, like, okay, I was watching a show today and they're talking about like plane flight. Like, only 25% of the world has taken a plane flight before. Only 25%.
That is still a lot.
That's
2 billion people.
Those plane flights is also responsible for about 15% of the global emissions.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's
expected.
Pretty too big.
Pretty expected.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, what's about it is that we want to have batteries, and I mean, I don't go into climate change, and I mean,
that's another.
To be fair, like in 50 years, I feel like we'll still be able to live on this earth. I mean, it'll be bad, but not too bad.
You think so?
Not really bad. Maybe like 60 years or something, not too bad. Maybe when after I die, that's when like the earth really catches fire. And that's all I want.
Chances,
after my death, the earth
chances
catch
are
fire.
The earth may catch fire before you're dead, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let me die with the fire. That's what I care about.
It's not a bad way to go.
I really don't have much. I don't have much to hold on to. At 60, 50, 67, I don't have much to hold on to.
Get a grand finale.
I mean, all you have is maybe grandchildren.
To have grandkids at 60, which means that you have to have one kid at 20, and your kid at 20 has had a kid at 20.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Bro, to have a grandkid,
that's 40.
To have a grandkid at 60. Oh, shit, that's fucking true, yeah.
That would mean
we had to be a great grandfather.
67, yeah, great grand. Bro, chill.
I fucked up in math, bro.
If you're great grand at 60, bro, your family tree is planning too hard. You're working too much.
Yeah, you guys need condoms.
You're either very responsible or you guys are living.
If you're a great grandparent at 60 years old,
or you guys are living more to the west, to Saskatchewan.
Wait, you said great grandparents.
I was talking to someone. Was it last week at work? I was at work and I was talking to one of the staff there, and she was telling me about people there in one of the, like, to the west, right?
Sask is west,
exactly, thank you. About to the west of us, like those kind of countries, those places, and there are people get married at like 18 and 19. Remember when we were talking about our friends
one of our close friends is pregnant now.
They were announcing a marriage and not expecting a kid, right?
Yeah, they're expecting a kid. I saw the pictures. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. They're expecting a kid now. Yeah.
Let me. I need to check it out. I won't get a chance.
They are expecting a kid now. It's really, really beautiful.
It's beautiful, but you know, from my perspective, it's crazy. Getting married at 18.
Getting married is not true.
I'm not shitting on anyone, but I'm just like, wow.
When they come here and they see us
in our 20s, not married, they wonder what's wrong with us. Do you know that? Because she lived in one of those cities, right? Mm-hmm. Where she was, like, in one of those towns where, like, people were getting married. She left because she was old at 20.
Old?
Because she was considered old because she was not married yet.
Oh, my God.
At 20.
Old?
All her siblings, all her friends in high school were all married when they were done high school. But one of them got married before she was done high school.
Wait, why?
They were having a competition for who would have a kid first or who would get married first, something like that, or who would do it before graduation. I was like,
that's a trap.
I was like, no, but that's because they start dating at 14, 15, and they have long-term
partners. We start dating at 14, 15 too.
No, but they have long-term partners. They marry the people they date. They're small town, so like they're
cheating together on each other. Oh. That's what they're doing.
No, they're two together for my liking.
Yeah, two together.
So where they like, you stay with the same
very,
person.
Very, very, very likely someone fucking.
Somebody's already taking. Yes, I know. They also have
fucking a relative.
Exactly. Somebody's probably having sex with their second or third cousin and...
No one's checking.
No one's talking about it. It's people are just letting it go.
Grandfather just looking left. I'm like, okay.
All right.
You sure you want to fuck that kid?
The grandfather has no business with that. He's probably a great grandfather before he thinks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, it's crazy. We're literally in our 20s and none of us are even considering.
So, as you guys know, we are now on eligible bachelors because we're way too old to be married. So if you want to marry us,
you have to put on a shoe.
Interact is 007. You're paying groom price.
You're paying groom price, yes.
You're paying dowry and groom price. It's not free. You have to bring one cow. And
I was told today that I'm a 10. I'm a black 10.
Like a card. Oh, wow.
So I have a black card. Yeah. I need a black card.
Like a player.
What?
Are you not a player? Yes or no?
I'm a track athlete. Yeah. That kind of player.
You're an athlete.
Exactly. I'm an athlete.
Okay.
I'm a track player.
You're a player.
Yeah. Track athlete.
I'm a player.
I do events.
You're a player.
I do events. Yeah. Multiple events.
Once every 2 years, yeah.
Bro, I don't want to talk about injuries right now. Just leave me alone. I'll be back.
Fingers crossed.
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. What's the next meet?
WOA, right? That's what it's called.
It's called age class now.
Age class.
They changed it to age class.
Like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H?
Age class.
Age.
Isn't that what they do in summer?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you call it age class again?
They called it age class, apparently.
What happened?
So there's no Boeing this year?
There's no what?
Is there Boeing this year?
Oh, Boeing's canceled, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They canceled.
They canceled Boeing?
Yeah.
And they were like,
oh, we're happy to be moving Boeing in mid-March. And then they sent an email like, oh, actually, it's canceled. And I was like, okay.
Nice. Oh, shit. So now...
Am I surprised? No.
So that meat, is the last meat.
Yes.
And then there's a Kanye West.
Yeah. And the university stuff.
And U-Sport, yeah. U-Sport is in New Brunswick, so.
Most of us are not going to New Brunswick.
Let's be honest. I'd say more. Relay is the best chance.
And we're all hurt, so.
And we're almost all
hurt. Our chances are low.
Relay is the best chance if you can carry a team. If Claude won't trust the team that's going to go if the main team is injured.
If you want to make the relay team, just pray everyone gets injured.
That's the point. If you go there, you still run shit. Like, yo.
You're going to get your ass beat, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get wiped.
I think we'll be fine if we go.
If
we take a team to go to relay. Yeah.
If we go to relay?
I think so.
You'd be fine.
Not for every single event. I'd say maybe not a 4x4. I don't know about the 4x4.
4x4. No, 4x4. 4x2.
I think 4x2 and 4x8 may be good.
Yeah.
Per se.
4x4. We have the same four people, but half of us are gone.
Injured. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can replace.
You can replace with distance runners. We have a team that's set.
But we don't have a lot of distance.
The amount of speed in the 4x4 cannot be replaced. That 4x4 A team and the 4x4 B team, there's a stark difference.
It's massive.
It's really massive. But the 4x2 doesn't have that much difference from A team to B team. Like, B team can actually challenge A team. I said, everybody being fit, which is almost impossible. But
everyone's injured right now. We have like two people.
Exactly. I think it was yesterday. Wow. Yesterday, they couldn't run a race because there was not fit people.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yesterday, they asked me if I could run.
They asked you if you could
run. I only came early, but they had to leave.
Yeah, but there's no 4x. They're 4x2 team. I think just need approval to run the race. But I was like, why would I go and stretch myself?
I was going to ask Adam. One last question. Adam, how much fun went into making your podcast? Because we come out here every weekend, we have fun. We have a good time.
Well, I listened. The reason I wanted to start the podcast is because I kept listening to Basement Yard. I don't know if you guys know it.
No.
It's like just a bunch of guys who just say a bunch of corny jokes, inappropriate jokes. And it looked very entertaining.
Hey, that sounds like every other podcast.
No, like they're like, do you ever just like shit on your dick or, you know, like,
oh,
like, it's just stupid, like plain stupid.
That's a good question. It's fun, but it's a good question for another day.
You ever just shit on your dick?
It's a good question for another day. I think we should.
Do you ever just shit on your dick?
I think that's a question we should write down for sure and save it for the future.
That'd be a problem.
Do you ever just shit on your dick?
Write it down for a good question. It's a good question.
Just don't want to answer, huh?
I'm just saying it's something that should be written out for next time.
Think about
it. How much fun went to it?
It was fine. It wasn't bad. They were friends, obviously. So yeah. We spent the day together. We filmed and we spent the rest of the day together.
I posted the thing.
I didn't feel like continuing it after, school, like in December. You could have become like a festivity episode, like every maybe every holiday of some sort.
Well,
it's not even that. First of all, like if you kept going in 2019, you could have fucking big, bro. Like at this point, I don't think we could invite you. Kevin.
Yeah,
I don't think we're gonna have.
I'll invite you guys. Yeah,
you want to be invited,
but it's not a way.
But I was more into the podcast where we'd be in a room and there's like cameras facing us and like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you slowly.
You know, but I can't do that.
You slowly develop into that, though. You know. That?
Yeah, well,
those things are more expensive. They take a lot more time and stuff that goes into it, right? But starting by the poolside sounds like a good way to start. It's a good story to tell.
It was relaxing. Yeah,
we started from talking beside pools. And we moved in now today with a studio with cameras and shit. You know? It'll be a good story. No, I'm talking about him.
Like, oh,
it'll
him.
Be
a good story for him. I'm like, whose story are you talking about?
Like, my story? I'm like, bro. I'm looking for the cameras, bro.
Yo, but one day.
Once he bounced up straight to the studio, I was like, whoa.
I mean, if Joe Rogan can do it, anyone
can.
That's
a good goal.
Yeah, I'm still looking for podcast studios in Winnipeg still, but anyway. So I find one.
There's a bunch. People just repost them.
None.
But this setup is fucking nice anyway.
There's actually none.
No, this setup.
There are a few.
There are a few
FRC kids.
They're for what?
FRC people. They all have like podcast, yeah.
The studio?
No, they just have like a podcast.
No, I'm looking for a studio itself.
Oh, well, good luck with that. We're in Winnipeg. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's no
bro,
music. Like, there's no sports. There's no
yeah.
Podcast.
There's a lot.
Guys, chill. You can't shit on.
There's
this.
No lady. Yo, there's nothing.
Yo. Okay,
you can't shit on. You can't shit on this city. As long as we're here, when we're done and we leave, then we can shit on it.
Yeah. Right now, I'm still here. So
exactly. So
I still like the woman.
Let's not
test. They're all right. They're all right for now.
All right. Yeah. They're spectacular.
No. I'm talking about
Miracle. You have to.
Things were shitting on right now.
You guys are simps. Holy shit.
What the fuck? You have to simp.
The thing
simps.
Sims, they marry.
Sims are the people that have
girls. Like, Sims are the people that are married.
Is your name Homer?
Sims. Eh?
Is your name Homer?
No, best of
because you're Simpson.
God.
Oh my God. I didn't even know where that was going.
I knew where that was going. And when he said Homer, I was like, Benson, don't even talk. Don't answer.
When you repeated, the second time.
But to
time,
be fair, Sims are the ones that are married. Leave that thing like that. Sims are married. So
true. The so-called bad boys are still single to today.
What's up, G? Hey, G joined us. Hey,
really? Hey, sir.
He has not slept. Adam has not slept.
Good evening.
He has slept all night, bro. He didn't sleep back all night.
This motherfucker.
You practice. She snatched.
Man came to practice.
This motherfucker is
sleep. Sleep. I don't know how he's surviving, bro. Oh, I don't know how he's awake.
Bestie, this podcast is not for reporting or snitching on Adam.
Yo, kick him out.
Once you're used to working overnight, it's basically normal for you to stay up awake.
True.
Mine is
at my job, I struggle to sleep.
You said you're gonna go to sleep. It's right.
The night's still young.
Yeah. The night's too. Yeah. I don't walk on your rules, bro. I don't walk on your rules. The night's not young, bro.
The night is not young.
I don't. Night's too young. It's 7 a.m.
48 hours now, close to it.
The night is not walking.
There's no night. There's no night. There's the next day.
So next week is gonna be a barrage of. Like recording a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of things come out next week. So stay tuned and stay giddy. Good night, people.
Bye. You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompecans@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Have a good evening.
Peace.